Film noir at Gallup Park on the edge of suburbia and flux behind one of the town's, count 'em, two mega high schools. The sometimes tended to nature preserve where green and green slide crisp between brisk handshakes, where a middle-aged Jimmy John's driver suddenly halts his 98 Corolla, goes noiseless, where the sun isn't exactly booming, but it's Sunday morning, and I'm in my feelings, so I clop off a few paces, nice and easy-like. I mouth, hello, to the lovable maintenance man. Hello, lovable maintenance man, I nod. He fusses with his mustache, flicks it out in a full tilt wave. In the way of mise-en-scene, I feel compelled to say it's 2014. I'm a black American poet, newly 30, and middle class for the Midwest. So far, it's the summer of two brothers unarmed, erased, posterized. Two more, and I live my best days outside like this, under threat of rain. Me, my bad form, and no one looking on with the evil anvil of a hoisted eyebrow, the deceptive flip of an A-line bob hand-readied to protect the old moneymaker. Accordingly, smoke. A slinky Asian teen makes his body into a nickel, wheels up the wide alley between me and the trail's opposite edge. Our shades, night slick, reflect one another. Different frames from about the same shelf. I catch myself for an instant in his left lens and wonder, was it the Rocky look I'm rockin'? Was it the bare bones, bone white, hooded Egyptian cotton trap suit drawn tight around my head like a swim cap? It's summer here. Are the ox calves, teetering a chest somewhere between barreled and breasted, depending on the wind, the Taylor Swift red grin of my diabolical office nemesis, or the moon cycle, maybe anything, thin. In the director's cut, I'm the one being fatally femme. I pretend to check my face in the rearview mirror, pull a plume from a pinner, and squeeze the trigger on a can of lavender Febreze. I chase myself out the window, smarting every time someone flinches at the sight of me. Metaphorically, I could only be the pitch-dark asphalt simmering in this parking lot, the fog lifting off a black tar river, already gone. Though, obviously, given the opportunity, nay the luck, I'd play delivery boy, even maintenance dude, anything but walking dead man, and I'll be damned if I didn't just run all this way to tell you that. Fuck.